is to visit the nine islands in which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his most munificent and merciful lila, to attract the hearts of all living beings. Long ago, in this area, there lived a very great devotee of the name Vasudev. He worshipped the form of Varahadev, the Lord who appeared as a boar to kill the demon Hiranyaksha and rescue the earth from being submerged in a massive ocean. Each day he would take his murti of Varahadev and bathe it with the waters of the confluence of the Jalangi, the Ganga and Saraswati. When we came on boats, that confluence is considered to be non-different than Prayag. Anyways, with great affection and love, he would worship Lord Varahadev, and he was praying that by the causeless mercy of the Lord, he would receive his blessed darshan. So, on one auspicious occasion, Lord Varahadev appeared before his devotee Vasudev, and he worshipped him with great love. And the Lord revealed an intimate secret to him, that in the age of Kali Yuga, he would appear in a beautiful golden form to distribute pure love of God indiscriminately to all living beings. He would appear as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he gave Vasudev the blessed darshan of Sri Gauranga, who worshipped him throughout his whole life. Because another name of Lord Varahadev is Kola, this is known as Kola Deep. This is also the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relieved the burden of offenses of countless living beings. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Navadvip as a small child and in the Grihastha ashram, many people simply could not understand his divine nature, and many criticized him. Many blasphemed him. After he took sannyas by the request of Sachi Devi, he went to Jagannath Puri to reside. But on one occasion, on his way, on his pilgrimage to Vrindavan, he returned. He came to this very place. First, he was living a little distance away at the house of one Vidya Vachaspati. And then he came to this area at a house of one devotee named Madhava Das. And thousands upon thousands of people came for his darshan. And all those who committed terrible offenses to him and his devotees, they also came here. Not only did he forgive them, but he gave all of them pure, unalloyed, ecstatic love of Krishna. One such person was Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit was a speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, but he was not a Vaishnava. He had an impersonal conception of the scripture, and therefore he could not understand the true qualities of a devotee. So one day when he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, Srivas Pandit attended his discourse, and upon hearing the beautiful sweet sounds of the Bhagavad Purana, Srivas Thakur began to swoon in ecstatic love and fell unconscious. The disciples of Devananda Pandit could not understand that these were symptoms of ecstatic love, and they considered that Srivas was simply creating a disturbance. So they picked him up and literally kicked him away and put him outside. Devananda Pandit, who was their guru, watched and did not say anything. If the spiritual master allows the disciples to commit offenses, then he is also responsible for the reaction to those offenses. Srivas Pandit, so humble, when he came back to external consciousness, he felt very sad, and without saying anything to anyone, he returned home. Sometime after this, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with his devotees wandering through this area, he heard Devananda Pandit reciting Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. He said, "What right does this man have to recite the Bhagavatam? Unless one has a humble heart and a desire to serve the Lord, and once one personally worships the form of the Lord, of Sri Krishna, and humbles himself before the devotees, no one can understand the Bhagavatam. It is not through Sanskrit scholarship. It is not through philosophical expertise. It is only by humble service to the Vaishnavas. And this man is an offender." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu literally blocked his ears and went away so he would not hear the sound vibration coming to him. Devananda Pandit still, although Mahaprabhu chastised him in this way, could not understand his own faults. But it is explained that one day in this area, Vakreshwar Pandit was performing a beautiful kirtan. Vakreshwar Pandit was one of the intimate associates of Lord Gauranga, and he danced so beautifully. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once said about Vakreshwar Pandit that you dance so nice that if I had another wing like you, I would certainly fly. Anyway, so many people were coming to see the beautiful kirtan of Vakreshwar, and Devananda Pandit was one of such persons. And the crowds were getting more and more and more, and Devananda Pandit, with his cane, he was holding the people back so that they would not interfere with Vakreshwar Pandit's dancing. And Vakreshwar, in ecstatic love, he fell to the ground, and Devananda Pandit personally caught him and with his own cloth began to remove the dust from his body. In this way, he rendered service to a Vaishnava. When one renders service to a Vaishnava, knowingly or unknowingly, one becomes eligible to receive the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By rendering this service, his heart softened, and he actually was able to understand what is bhakti and what is the true glories of Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he realized that he had committed great offenses to the Lord and his devotees. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, he was removing the offenses of everyone. And Devananda Pandit came and fell at his feet and begged that he be accepted as his servant. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that you have committed a great offense to Srivas Thakur many, many years ago. An offense to a Vaishnava is never forgotten unless you beg forgiveness from that Vaishnava, fall at his feet, and get his blessing. So Devananda Pandit went to Srivas Thakur and with genuine humility, he begged him, "Kindly forgive my offenses and accept me as your servant." Srivas Pandit, of course, with great love embraced him. And it was at that time that Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in this very place, gave Sri Devananda Pandit pure, unalloyed, ecstatic love for Krishna. Prema Bhakti. And he became one of the intimate, loving associates of Lord Gauranga. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. This is also the mat of Sri Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, who was the sannyas guru of our beloved Gurudev, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And to our left is the samadhi of Sri Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. Prabhupada, so Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, so lovingly would remember him. At the time, I believe it was in 1968, Srila Prabhupada was in Seattle, Washington, when he heard the news that Srila Keshav Maharaj had left the world. Prabhupada had all of his devotees who were with him write a letter expressing condolence to the devotees here. And in that letter he wrote that Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj has returned to the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. There are so many wonderful stories of this great devotee, Acharya. One story that just comes to my mind is when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was performing the Navadvip Dham Parikram. Many smartha Brahmins, Sahajyas, were very much the dust of this holy place. You'll also see on the altar is the Murti of Sri Varahadev. I explained the story of how Lord Varahadev this island was named from him because he gave his darshan to Vasudev here. And I'd like to request Sri Akhtishuru Maharaj, you would like to say a few words?
So first of all, I want to introduce two very wonderful devotees from this Devananda Gauriya Math and very old friend of ours. This is His Holiness Acharya Maharaj. Acharya Maharaj is serving in here. He actually takes care of the publication. There is a printing press here, and Acharya Maharaj is in charge of the press, and he's also is preaching in different parts of Bengal. And so His Holiness Acharya Maharaj Ki! His Holiness Acharya Maharaj is a disciple of His Divine Grace Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, about whom our Srila Radhanath Maharaj spoke so eloquently, and who also is Srila Prabhupada's sannyas guru. Actually, Srila Prabhupada was in a dilemma whether he should take sannyas. He didn't want to take sannyas because his children were still quite young, at least the youngest son was quite young, and his daughter was not yet married. But Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj was insisting that no, you must take sannyas. And around that time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared to Srila Prabhupada in a dream. Not only once, twice he appeared to him in a dream and instructed Srila Prabhupada to take sannyas. And then Srila Prabhupada complied to Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesar Maharaj's request, and he took sannyas from him in Mathura in Keshavji Gauriya Math. Many of you, those who have visited Vrindavan, must have visited that place. And here is also another very wonderful devotee, Kunja Bihari Prabhu. Nikunja Bihari Prabhu. Nikunja Bihari Prabhu. Kunja Bihari Prabhu is actually a Sanskrit scholar. Here is a Sanskrit institute approved by the government. Is it Bengal government or central government?
Same.
Okay. So, and he is in charge of that Sanskrit college here. They give degrees, and on top, besides everything, besides his scholarship and everything else, he is a wonderful devotee and he's a very close friend of ours. Actually, our friendship goes back as early as in 1976. When I joined ISKCON in 76, I used to come here quite often, and they had a very nice, they still have a very nice library, and I used to come here to read, and that's the time we got to know Kunja Bihari Prabhu and Acharya Maharaj. Acharya Maharaj at that time was a brahmachari. And actually, the most wonderful part of parikrama is to meet with the devotees. The association of the devotees is the most wonderful aspect of our spiritual life, because the association of devotees remind us how wonderful it is to go to be in the spiritual sky. Actually, this material nature is a terrible place, because the people in this material nature are very selfish, and they are very they're not nice, and that's what although the place may be nice and wonderful, but it's the people that make a whole lot of difference. And the material nature, in spite of all her allurements and beauty, is a terrible place, because the materialistic people are terrible people. And when we get to know about that, then only we aspire, we desire to go back to the spiritual sky. And we get a glimpse of the spiritual sky through the devotees. In the initial stage, one becomes attracted to Krishna. In the initial stage or in the neophyte stage, one appreciates Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one tries to develop his relationship with Krishna. But as one makes advancement, he begins to realize the wonderful aspect of the association of the devotees. Because Krishna, in this material nature, until and unless we become pure devotees, doesn't reciprocate with us, or we cannot appreciate how Krishna is reciprocating. But we can reciprocate with Krishna's devotees. And that's how we get to see how wonderful it is to be in the spiritual sky, where everyone is a devotee. And in the association of devotees, what do we gain? I don't have to tell you, since you're associating with a wonderful devotee like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj.
Jai, Radhanath Maharaj ki.
Jai. That in the association of devotees, you get to know how wonderful it is to be with the devotees. And in the association of devotees, you get to appreciate how wonderful Krishna is. Actually, devotee only speaks about Krishna, and a devotee only desires that everybody else should go back to Krishna. That's the only desire of a devotee, especially the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The wonderful aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees is that they don't aspire for liberation. Devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu don't aspire for liberation. Although the devotees, the Vaikuntha devotees, those who are attracted to Lakshmi Narayan and other appearances of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they generally aspire for liberation. Of course, positive liberations like Sharupa, Shamipya, Shalakya and Shashti. But Mahaprabhu's devotees don't aspire for liberation. Then what do the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desire? The devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply desire that let everybody else go back to the spiritual sky. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's devotees are so much involved in preaching, and that's why Mahaprabhu's devotees are involved in Harinam Sankirtan. Sankirtan is actually the most wonderful way of preaching. In Sankirtan, in loud chanting of the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotees actually make arrangements for others to go back to the spiritual sky. When one chants silently, he can deliver himself. But when one chants loudly, then whoever hears becomes delivered. Not only living entities, not only human beings, even the trees and plants, what to speak of animals, become delivered. And Haridas Thakur pointed out that when we chant loudly and when we hear the echoes, that echoes, they are not actually the echoes. That is the response from the trees and plants and other inert objects. Like even the walls respond to the holy name of the Lord when we chant loudly. That's why it is so wonderful. That's why it's such a wonderful gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Not only Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna together. In Vrindavan, Krishna and Radha are separate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pleasure potency have been separately personified. But in Navadvip, both of them have become one. Krishna and Radha became one, and that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has appeared in a golden complexion. In Navadvip, you will notice in most of the temples, the deities of Radha Krishna, like here, there are the deities of Sri Sri Radha Vinod Bihari ji and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because here Radha Vinod Bihari, Radha Krishna became one as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna are non-different. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Shri Shri Radha and Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shyam Sundar, whose complexion is like the monsoon cloud, has appeared with the complexion of Srimati Radharani and the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhavad Duti Shubalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna has appeared with the mood and with the complexion of Srimati Radharani. And this Navadvip, I'm sure you have heard before, but still there is no harm in repeating this transcendental sounds, is that this Navadvip is non-different from Vrindavan. In the spiritual sky, the topmost region of the spiritual sky is Golok, and in Golok there are two chambers, there are two sides. In one side, Krishna is dancing, Krishna is enjoying with his devotees, with the most intimate devotees. And Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, is enjoying with his most intimate devotees. And that same Krishna in Navadvip, as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is distributing that love that Krishna is enjoying in Vrindavan. Krishna's pastimes has two waves. The ocean of Krishna's pastimes has two waves. One wave is Vrindavan and the other wave is Navadvip. In Vrindavan, what Krishna is enjoying, in Navadvip, Krishna is distributing that same wealth. In Vrindavan, Krishna is enjoying Krishna prem through his rasa dance. And in Navadvip, Krishna, as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is distributing that Krishna prem through Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Shri Shri Radha Vinod Vihari Ji. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Anugata Bhakta Vrinda Ki. All glories to the wonderful followers of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari Bol.